This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Pashyas, Shmais, Be'erabai, B'shalach, CPTS Mitzrayim, in great detail, what happened in Mitzrayim, what happened as we left Mitzrayim. And Fashteitzach, this is the Yesod of Emunah. That's why it's so important. And every day, we're maski Yetzias Mitzrayim 2 times a day. Mantiskas, Yom Tzeischa, Me'etz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. It's a whole world. It's noyig in these days of these parashiyos shayviv. It's based on an Arizal. Shayvivim. What is shayvivim? Shayvivim shmeis va'eir bay b'shalach shpatim yisrael. All these parashiyos are a zman misugal of tshuva. What they call Chet of Yisoid, which means Tahira, Kedusha, the Inyanim of Tahira and Kedusha, this is a time of Tikkun, time to do Tshuva. I don't know if it's your Minig or if it's not your Minig. There's a ganze Welt, a whole world that is Oisik and Tshuva. And these parshiyos for the nyanim of Kedusha and Tahira. And it's called Yimei Shavuot, the days of Shavuot. If you look, every newspaper will be full with the different lists of shiurim and Hilchas Nida. Thousands and thousands of different shiurim. Yimei Shavuot. It's based on an Arizal. But the Arizal said that these are the days which are mesugal for the tikkun in these inyanim. And what is it in these parashiyos that gives us tikkun, that it's the time to do tshuva on these inyanim? So there's a lot of Torah. I saw the Nesivah Shalom as a country's special shmuzin on these inyanim of Shaivavim. And he says, Bekitzur. I'd like to use his kitzur because it's straight to the point. He says that kiyadua, there's three things which are the tikkun for these inyanim. First thing is emuna. The person has emuna, and he explains emuna to know and to realize that Hashem is everywhere and watches and sees everything. So why would a person do, and how could a person do, Averis B'tzina? These are Averis that a person does, so to speak, B'chadri Chadorim, that nobody knows or sees. It's in the mind. And the answer is Emuna. And this Emuna is to be taken from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way we see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saw and understood everything Pari said, and the Makkos were everywhere. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was all over, even in Mishari Secha, even in Pare's bedroom. He sent in Tzvardei Ashlichim to go after Pare. So the Tikkun of Emuna, which is learned from these parashiyos, is the number one Tikkun for the Inyanim of Shevivim. A second thing, he says, is Yirash Shamayim. That's the second. The person has Yira, which is Yira of Din. He'll have to pay for everything he does wrong. That's another thing that's a tikkun for these inyanim. And of course, we see that in the Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. That there was Din, that he had to pay. There was payment for everything that he did wrong, right? Einish. Mida keneged mida. Nothing went unpunished, unseen. And the third thing he says is Zachnas Hachumrius Bitlataiva. And of course, in the parashiyos of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was into Chaymer, Mitzrayim was into Ervas Haaretz. And they learned a very, very strong lesson that everything could be taken away in a moment, all the Gashmias. And at the end, all his money was taken away. By Yenatzlus Mitzrayim, everything is taken away. So these are the three in Yanim that is learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim, which becomes the Tikkun for these days of Yemei Shaivavim. I would like to emphasize and work a little bit on the Inyan of Emunah. You know, Emunah Rabbeisai is a difficult thing. Yet, we feel it's simple. There's a Rabbeinu Shleilam. There's a very big difference by saying there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam and by knowing there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam. It's a whole different world. From Zagin, Pistaka Gleben, from saying till actually knowing, is worlds apart. Zaktibin from the Kedusha Slavi, that the slave, when he got married, he went to his Rebbe, Rebbe Shmelkim in Nikolsburg. When he came back, his Shver asked him, "No, what did you learn? You went away, you traveled away, what did you learn over there?" So he said, "Chagalant asidah got sidah rabbeinu shleilam." So his Shver looked at him. "That's what you learned. That's what you have to make a big trip for." He called over the gaita, and he tells the gaita, "Tell me, is there a God? Is there?" So she said, "Oh yeah, there is a God. Maybe it was talking out of gaita. It was a yid out of different nuschais and the mice. It doesn't really make a difference." So she said, "Yeah, there's a God. Of course there's a God." So the Shver says, "No, you see? Even she knows. She didn't travel all the way there, and she knows that there's a God." To which he answered, "Yeah, she says that there's a God. She says that there's Hashem. But I know it." There's a very big difference from Zagin to Zvissen. To know is very difficult. We all walk around talking Avada, the Eibishta Baruch Hashem, the Eibishta Mitz Hashem. It's true. Yediyah is much more difficult. We learn in the Parshiyos that what was the Yisoid of Yitzmiyos Mitzrayim? V'yedatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's Yediyah. Yitzias Mitzrayim and the lessons of Yitzias Mitzrayim are supposed to teach us not only Emunah, but Yediyah. To know, not just to walk around and Laman Tesaper Bosnei Bincha. A lot of Emunah is to Tesaper Bosnei Bincha. You make your son, you're teaching it to your son. Say, Emunah, it has to be the Adatim. First you have to know. It's not only Laman Tesaper Bosnei Bincha. A lot of times we make our children do things, we ourselves don't do it. Yeah, make our children not talk in shul. I mean, what do you want? As do that's in shul. What will you expect your son not to talk in shul? Leman tisape b'aznei bincha has to first come from v'yadatem. And it's a very difficult thing, Rabbi Isai. V'yadatem is very difficult. I want to tell you over a meiridical thing I saw. The Sefer Uvdus van Hoggis Lebeis Brisk brings a pelvic thing. It's a Chelik Aleph, page Samaches. He brings from a Tzvi Markowitz, the Rashiv of Kalin. I don't think he's alive anymore. So he says that he went to Kamenitz in the summer of Tafrei Sadik Zion to learn by Rebbe Ber. One of the nights, he was sitting in the house of the Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe Ber, together with Rebbe Elia Mishkovsky, and Reb Shraga Grossberg, and they talked about Emunah. They were discussing Emunah. And he says that in those days it was common to sit and talk in Yani Emunah because there was so much Haskalah. Because there was so much Haskalah, they would go and talk Emunah. Kitzur, was he says, Reb Bochber had an Emunah Pshuta, he had Tmimus about himself. He was very Tmimustic when it came to Yani Emunah. He writes over here, Hanhaga Mufla Shal Tmimus. He had a tremendous Tmimus. Kitzer, Markowitz says that I told him Bachber that we find previous generations that they would work on Inyani Amuna. They would sit there and contemplate Amuna things. And I gave a mashal. What was the mashal? It says in the Pasuk, Yikarhi bipninim. Emunah is like diamonds. Why is Emunah like diamonds? Yikarhi bipninim. So he said, pshat like this. Whenever you have a string of pearls, you put them through a string, right? If you don't make a tight knot at the end of the string, all the diamonds are going to fall away, right? So he says the same thing with the Emunah. If the Emunah, if you don't make a strong knot, Mikalat Stadim, yeah, all your thoughts and all your learning, it's all going to fall away. You have to make a strong knot. And that strong knot, that's going to hold everything together. To his surprise, the Bachber got up and he started to yell. And he started to say, how do you know this? Who told you? You have a riot to this? You have a proof to this? And then the manga shrieked, he started screaming, bring a riot! I said, yeah, Briska, bring a riot! He looked at, bring a riot to what? what did I say that was so difficult that you got to bring a riot to? I said, Yikari Mipninim, it's like diamonds. And if you don't make a knot, which means if you don't work on it, that it should be strongly knotted together, the whole thing is going to fall apart. No, you got to make a riot. And then he even said, take a look. When you have a shayla about kashrus, yeah, you have a shayla about a basa b'chalav, you got to go to a Rebbe to get a psak halacha. How about kashrus and deis and ashkafa? Kashrus and ashkafa, does make Allah, you're allowed to paskin for yourself. You say halacha in hilchus deis, you got to go to a Rebbe and get a psak halacha to say if you're saying good. So I want to know, where'd you get your psak halacha to say what you're saying? What did I say? This was such a pashta zach, emunah davav and chizuk, and at the end, what nice word, yikari b'pnimim. Then Reb Bochber told him, Elamai, what are you going to say? You're going to say, a mensch was itzdun laut. So he has das teire, efashteit, yeah. So he could say an amunah, he could talk about amunah. Above Bel Talbot said, but that's still not a good enough svara. Why not? When a person learns, he doesn't waste time. He wastes time also a little bit. So then he's not already a kosher dying to paskan on Emunah. See, Markowitz said, I don't understand. Here. Haigami shalem etayra kamadvam betaylim vafsakas yesh bilimudai. What do you think he's learning? Mamish, but he vega learned. So what right do you have to say opinions about Emunah? See, Markowitz is saying, what did I say already? Kitza, he says he was very moved and touched, and not in a positive way, to what happened. So what did he do? Before he left, Reb Bochber called him over. I said, I want to tell you a story. I was originally a Rav in a city called Lusk. Before he became Rosh Hashiva, in Kamenitz, he was a Rav in a place called Lusk. And when I had to hold my first drasha, Reb Chaim called me over, and again I'm quoting what it says here in word for word, that Reb Arbes said that the Rebbe, Reb Chaim, didn't hold I'm so smart. Not such a big chacham. V'kivin sh'arebi lehichzik mimeni betur chacham gadol. He didn't think I was such a wise chacham. So he had to double check on my drasha to make sure I'm saying good for the people. Okay, I'm not adding or subtract. It's exactly what it says here. Guess what I told Reb Chaim? This word, yikarim ipninim, that there's diamonds, and if you don't hold it together with chizuk and emunah, the whole thing, the chain of pearls are going to fall apart. And Reb Chaim went wild. He got angry. He jumped up. Yeah, and he started to scream. Yeah. What right do you have to say this? Where do you know this from? Who told you you could say this? So what did I do? When you told this to me, I repeated what Reb Chaim said to me. That's it. That's the story. Yeah. What's the lesson of the Maisa? The lesson of the Maisa is, in Yanei Hashkafe, you need a Rebbe, because it's so easy to make mistakes. Slight, a little nuance of a difference makes a whole different issue. Just to give you a muscle. The flu today, right? The flu shot does work, it doesn't work. Right? A change of a strand. It's a whole different sugya. It's a whole different flu. And amunah, if it's not taught properly from a Rebbe with the right hadracha, you can really make big mistakes. And he brings from the Panavish Rav a beautiful vart. The Pasuk says, Hine yamim bayim nu mashem, vishlachti rav ba'aretz. The day will come, there'll be hunger, but it won't be hunger for bread, but it won't be hunger for water. Le'rav la'lechem le'tzam la'mayim ki'im, l'shmaya es dvar Hashem. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Chayr, it's a good thing, no? Sukkim ha-mashma, that it's not from the better things. V'no'mayim ad-yom, yeshayitu de'levaks v'ashem, v'lo yimtzu, they won't find it. Bad thing. It's going to be a bad thing that is search and they're not going to find. Zag panavish rav, what's the pshat? When a person is starving, he'll jump on any piece of bread that he'll find. Doesn't have to taste good. It doesn't have to be fresh. Zag panavish rav, that's the pshat. Le'rav la'lechem, le'tzav, it's going to be like hunger. Anything that anybody gives them, oh, it's gevaldik, it's the best thing. Okay. Why did I give you this hakdama? I would like to dedicate, devote the shiur, not to say over in hashkaf and emuna for myself, to see over what the three dikei gedolim who worked on emuna, who are paiskim on inyani emuna, discuss emuna, and then we'll bring it back to see it in Mitzrayim, in Parei, and in the limud of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like I told you, the aside of Mitzrayim is not just to say that there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam, but like the Kedushas Levi said, Yedata, to know. What does it mean to know? What does it mean? And why don't we know? Why does a person talk all his life about Emunah? 24 hours a day, it's Emunah. And yet we can't come and say, do we really have emunah? Gedolim bigger than us said that they didn't have emunah. So we for surely can come and say that we have to work on it. What is emunah and why don't we have it? You know, in Alein L'Shabeach every day we say, Yadata Hayoim Vashevaisa El Livavecha. So whatever yediyah you have in the Rabbeinu Shleilam, it's still not enough. You've got to take that yediyah and do what? Bring it back to bevavech. What is this all about? What is an emunah? V'yadata hayayim. We say it every day, Rabbi Yisai. Pasha, it's simple. V'yadata hayayim. V'asheva yisal levavecha. What does it mean, v'asheva yisal levavecha? I thought you know. Bishlaimi is saying, I say it, and I still don't have it in me. Okay, that I could hear. People talk, it's misafa lachutz. But you're not saying, I say it, and then I got to bring it internally. You already know it. So what's v'asheva yisal levavecha? Eh? Sagutah Rabbi Yisai. Vos meint yadata hayayim v'asheva yisal levavecha. I want to tell you all the pshat like this, Rabbi Yisai, based on the Altifun, Kelim, and Rabbi Yeruchem, v'chulei, v'chulei. I want to begin with a question. If you notice that the night before we left Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shleilam gave us two mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Shleilam gave us Dam Pesach and Dam Milu. Rashi, Perik Vav, Perik Yudbeis, Pasik Vav, says clearly this Chazal, that are in the area, you were empty from mitzvahs, I had to give you two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach and Dam Milu. Why did I have to give you Pesach? Because you were Oved Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say why I gave you Dam Milu. Rashi does not speak out. Rashi just speaks out. Lamaisa, they were Oved Avodah Zarah, so they had to do what? Pesach. It's a Rashi. They didn't mention why Milu. L'chayra is mashma, that the Milu is not connected directly to the Oved Avodah Zarah. Rashi. The Mila is separate from the Inyan of the Avodah Zarah and the Karban Pesach. I'll show you something interesting. The Mechilta brings for Rabbi Eliezer HaKafa that's chelik on this Tana. And he says, what? They didn't have mitzvahs? Of course they had mitzvahs. We find so many milas, Leishin Ushmam, Leshaina, Malbusham. We see they weren't that they were David bin Sheseyem. There was no Arayis. We find many milas that they had. How could you come and say that they didn't have mitzvahs? So Rashi doesn't bring this chelik in the mechilta. It's two man d'amr. One man d'amr says they needed mitzvahs. And Rabbi Eliezer HaKafa says no, it's not true. They had mitzvahs. So, Lamaisa, it's true they did have. So, at or in the area, what he's arguing that they didn't have mitzvahs. It's a machlekes and mitzvahs. What are the two mandamim? One mandamim says, no, they needed mitzvahs. So I had to give them these two mitzvahs. And the other mandamim says, but we know they had mitzvahs. So what's the teretz? What? The other mandamim says, it's not true. They didn't have those mitzvahs. His muchach. That besides for all the mitzvahs, they needed two special mitzvahs. They needed Dam Pesach, and they needed Dam Milu. Why did they need Dam Milu? There's a Meir Digger B'Kivega, knows it, it's in the Tshuvas, Simen Mem Beis. B'Kivega learns that every Milu is not just a Milu on the Chituch HaBasar of the Arla, but it also works on Arlas HaLev. It takes care of what's inside the Lev. The man d'amar that says that they needed mitzvahs, avada they had mitzvahs, but they needed something called Mila. In order to be mafkia from Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yisai, in order to have emunah shleima, it's directly connected in being Mesa Arlas HaLev. This is not my raid. This is already an older Svarim, older Rishayim, Achayim. I'm just giving it to you in a simple oifen to show it to you klar in the Psukim, that in order to have Dam Pesach, it had to come together with what? Dam Mila, to mean take off Arlas HaLev. Let's go back, Rabbi Yisai. Vaz Vilmin V'yadata Ayayim Vasheveisa el levavecha. There's two things going on here in Emunah. One is yidia, to know. But even after I know, we still need vasheveisa el levavecha. Why? What is an apikavis? You know, Rabbi say, we throw around the word quite easily. It's apikavis, erz an apikavis, das apikavis, das apikusis. I don't want to have a discussion about this, maybe a different time. But what is apikusis? And from vanit kumt this? From vanit, where does apikusis come from? I had many of a discussion, many of Daily Yisrael, many of Rosh Hashivas, many of my Rabbeim. These are big topics, Rabbi say. Yisayde Hadas, it's a reason why they're called Yisayde Hadas. One of the main questions that all the Bali Hashkafa talk about is Rabbi Yisrael Salanta Zakasha. Simple question. How can Apikaivis be an Apikaivis? Isn't it at least a suffix? We don't know for sure. The same way he doesn't know for sure that there's an Abishta. There's for sure that there is no Abishta. It's also, it's the same. I mean, if you're honest, you don't know. Yeah, but you don't know the other way either. So, Misafik Freke Misol Salanta. You might as well be secure and not do this, because who knows what's awaiting you. Zeifrek Kabisal Salanta. He says he doesn't understand the Apikairis. Manifshach. If you have Sveikis, you had the Sufik, it's Sveit Stadim, no? Sazevi Sida Sufik. The same we have a Sufik if. Right? So maybe there's a Sufik that maybe it's, you're wrong that it's if not. Well, you're also, there's also a Sufik about that. In the next few minutes, and you'll see a meiritiki is said. Okay. Parai, I guess, is the symbol of a kaifa. You can't get a bigger kaifa than Parai. He announces leyadati es Hashem to the point. Eretz achayin as er alein is an avodah zara, right? He's not a person. He is completely convinced, or Al Kapanim wants you to be convinced, that there's no Abishta. Yeah? Good? So I want to ask you a question. If someone asks you, is Para Mishugana? Is Para a tremendous Baltaiva? Is Parai a mushchis in midas? What makes a person, a human being, reach a level where he's this ultimate apikavis, a stubborn kaifer? How does a guy turn to such a stubborn kaifer? Rabbi Yeruchim pins it on the fact that he was a meshugah. Rabbi Yochim says it clearly. Rabbi Yochim in Das Teira says a meir de kezach. He speaks bariches. I don't have the time to go through the whole Matthias Mitzrayim. And he says, Ha'emes yayir darka ki bas ha'teira, that through the story of Mitzrayim, the Teira wants to teach us ki ha'odam tzarech lizar me'oid me'oid me'akshus, stubbornness. We all know Kavid Leiv Parei, Vayichbad Libay. There was a Kvedus HaLeiv. What is Kvedus HaLeiv? What is it? So we know the Eibishter did it, the Rambam says, was an Einish. Because he did Chateyim, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo made Vayichbad. But what's Lamaisa? So therefore what? What does it mean to be Kavid Leiv? Rabbi Yeruchim learns, Mishugah. Says that, I'll read to you inside. So he says, L'chayre, there was no one wiser than Parai. Kidumi Chachmasai. He was a tremendous, brilliant person. So what is it that he didn't get? What part of the story don't you get it? To the point that you're ready to sacrifice all this and withstand on a mala mensch. To make a long story short, Rabbi Yeruchim writes, the answer is, Roboy bnei Yisrael, Sar Shabi Isa. They saw the Indian of Yetzahara. That's it. Yetzahara fadreit hakap. That a mensch is completely insane. That's what it is. I'm a sugar now. So if someone asks you, Lamaisa, Parei? Teretz is Parei Toit Meshuggah. That's it, I'm a sugar now. As I learned Rabbi Ruchem, Parei was a Meshuggah. The stipler in Chaya Elam has many, many shmuzim that every apikeris is rooted in taiva. Rooted in taiva. The stipler is Akdam at the Chaya Elam, and he has a whole simon about it. He says, people come with tzveikis and emunah, they never go off the derech. There's no such thing. And the truth is, he brings Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but not without quoting Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, because the same way you have a suffix, so you have a suffix the other way too. I mean, if you're looking for the truth, so he says, no one ever went off the derech because of tzveikis of emunah. People go off the derech is because they have tithes. And he even says something very sharp. In the Hagdama, he says, he met many Tzirei Yisrael that have problems in these inyanim. Al piroiv hasibo ikris lezehu, neishitzitzu besvarim chitzainim, ay bitainim chavshim, lidois mamarim, ay sipurim. And he reads things, tmeim umetamim, things that are metamim. It has to do with taiva. A person who has taiva finds an excuse in the chisal and avashkafe not to have emunah. So it's more of an excuse. And we know this Torah already. Sinish kashis, terutzim. We all know this is famous taiva. Gradasur, which to me meant a lot, that from Kelim, the Altif in Kelim says that the Yisoid of Apikursus comes, and I'm going to quote it for you. Mashatem is Sainin, this is a Chelik Aleph, page Reishchech, Chav Ches. Mashatem is Sainin, Malanashim, Shchasechem, Dasa Emuna, Da Bini, Kizebo Akel, Nisibas Hamidais, Hanishchasais. Comes from bad midas. That's where it comes from. Kizeh ba akel misibas hamidas hanishcha v'achachma loy tenuach b'leiv ra. A person is bad. Is bad. The midas are bad. Ki ein lachachma mishra leiv ra l'chein loy sanu apoy. Ki ein loy nachas shama. It can't rest over there. Achre shahalev ra. It can't work. And he continues with this yisoid. El shahalev ra shaboy ova bei simcha tzitzchev esobi varin einayim ha-sheichet shal ha-simcha ma shalev ra bo yiroitza. Ki ibur emuno hu rak michisar na seichel shahalev ra masriche v'reche noidev. It has to do with bid midas chapa yisoid. I saw Grada, Rabbi Yeruchim says a meridic avert, and I see the times, if we'll try to make it bekitza. Rabbi Yeruchim, Dvarim, says a meridic thing. Rabbi Yeruchim says, people think that an apikairis has to do with his emunah. It has nothing to do with his emunah, Zak Rabbi Yeruchim. It has to do with who the person is. V'ram levavcha v'shachachta es Hashem. It's the mensch and not what he thinks. V'zacharto ki ever o yisa b'mitzrayim. The person. It has to do with anav and gaiv. It's the person. Emuna, Zakar Biruchim, is not the person thinks. Emuna is who the person is. There's a Mayurdika Vart from Rabbi Ruchim in this parish, and he says, Hini anechi sheileach es kol magefoisai el libecha. Interesting. The Rebbeinu Shalom is sending all the makas. Where is he sending it? No, yidalach zog. No. I'm going to send you all the makas el libecha. What does that mean? He says, you know, just to bring it to modern terms, you know, today there's something called targeted proton therapy. The Rebbein Hashem sends it directed. You ever have guided like a laser missile? He says, Mamish Dizmuskhais, he speaks about medicine. He says, people think that if it didn't work, the medicine is because the doctor has nothing to do. He says, the Aver that needed the tikkun didn't do its tikkun, v'chule, v'chule. If I had the time, I'd read you inside. It's beautiful, shtickle from Rabbi Ruchim. Sheileach. The Rebbeinu Shleilam targets. So what did the Rebbeinu Shleilam target by Pari? The answer is what? The lev. You see clearly that the targeting was the leif. Yadata hayayim v'ashivayset levavecha. So from Rabbi Simcha Zisla from Kelim, even when a person knows, it's still not going to help you anything. You know why? Because if the leif is not tahar, then the ritzoinus outweigh what the person believes. A person could believe in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Meiridik, but what's going on in the lathe? The lathe needs to be tar. Hine anechi sheileach es kol magifoisai el libecha. It was targeted to work on the lathe of Pari. Vayichpad Liboy. We find so much in the Torah, the Vayichpad Liboy. Just end with the following Chassid Yaivitz Rabbeisai. Chassid Yaivitz has a sefer, Maimer Achtus, in Perik Lamed. He has an interesting question. Pari was a tremendous kaifa. Why didn't the Moshe Rabbeinu come and discuss with him Hashkafa Shailas? He claims that he's a right. Claims. So you know what? Ask him. How could it be? Talk to him. I don't steal. I go to heaven. No. Give him a seminar. I've had to give him. Give him. Make for him a way. What do you call those? The Shabbaton. Arachim. Go sit there and talk to him and tell him how you're talking. You think that you don't understand. Hey, he's supposed to be a smart guy, and he has all his people, his chachamim. Talk to them, give them a discussion. How you talking? Thought the Yavitz, it's hotnish satan. What Pari thought? Pari's kfira had nothing to do with Seichel and Mechker and Chakiris. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with Lev Pari. It had to do with what he wanted. It had to do with Ratzin. So we had to do what? To undo his Ratzin. How do we undo his Ratzin? Magefaisai el libecha. We're targeting the right disease. The disease wasn't in the Das. The disease was in the Midas. What do I want from all this Chateisai? Bekitza. Let's talk Bekitza. Emuna. Yeah. You can write Svarim, Mitzvarim. There's so much to talk about Emunah. But Lamaisa, Laman Tisape Ba'aznei Bincha Ben Bincha. We're talking to the child. What Emunah could a child have already? And the Rabbi Chanan speaks about all this. How could a child, he told my grace is Achim, Emunah is Dachar. You expect the child to be a philosian, you expect he should know philosophy. What do you want? And you know what the answer is? That even a child, and maybe even more so a child, because a child is pure, there's Nikius. Where there's Nikius, there's Emunah. That's what you. Eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. And I'll end with this word. What was the hisalalti? What was the big joke in Mitzrayim? Tell me what the joke was. Well, tell me. Sayena gelechta. I don't think it was that funny what happened in Mitzrayim. To me, it sounded very, very. To me, this wouldn't be a comedy. This would be fakir. It would be a, I don't know what they call it in English, but it would be a sad, right? It'd be a sad story. Was with the churban of a complete country. Where is this alalti b'mitzrayim? You know what the teretz, the pashup shot is? His alalti, when a person does something, believing that this is right, and this is, and I'm in power, and what I think, and all the chachma didn't help them. It didn't help. It's almost like a puppet show. Pari walks around, he's the big, brilliant guy. Imagine a brilliant guy puts his hand in the fire. Why would a brilliant guy put his hand in the fire? And the teretz is, because if you work with das, it doesn't work. If the lave is not tahar, which part of the emunah are you teaching your children? Mechkar? No. You're teaching them, look at parei, kavei lev parei. Take a look what happens when a person doesn't have the right midas toivus. Take a look what happens when a person is a mushchis. He does everything keneged hepachadas. That's his asher salalti. His salalti b'mitzrayim. And that's the laman tesaper b'oznei bincha. Bincha. Nikius, Nikius, Nikius. Emunah is a difficult, difficult thing. Now let's go back in 1 second. Understand? Shoyvivim Rabbi Sai. It's Emunah. Emunah is connected. Emunah is connected to what, Rabbi Sai? Nikios and Tahira. Yes, it is. It's very much connected. Where there's no Nikios, there is no Emunah. Vice versa. Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a lesson in these inyanim. Nikius, Rabbi Yisrael. Nikius Hadas. Midas. Menschlichkeit. This brings to Emunah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.